You know what? It's not often I actually have royalty on the show, but I'm joined by two people who would be the undisputed queens of Aussie hip-hop at the moment, Sally and Erica from Code of Conduct. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you for calling us royalty.
I'm definitely very happy with it. I'm very excited blushing. To have you guys in. How are you both?
Oh, great. It's been a very flat-out week for both of us. We're heading up to Big Sound this afternoon, which is a music conference that has a lot of people,
I guess. A lot of 2SER people.
A lot of 2SER people, a lot of everyone people. It's sort of a industry hub, so excited about that. It's been pretty crazy getting ready.
Now, brand new single for you guys, Usually I'm Cool, and you're kind of going back to sort of 2000s sounds a little bit Usher, a little bit. What's fascinating about that time period for you guys?
I don't know. There was just so much glam and so much sass, and there was humor. It was also cheeky, and I think we resonate with that a lot for some reason, our personalities, and we were kind of in our formative years, I suppose, coming up during that time. So maybe it had a big impact on us.
Yeah, it's sort of an era that I guess people have been a bit snobby about previously, like the Ushers and the Nellies and the Sierras. There was sort of they were very mainstream, and I guess hip-hop didn't have an alternative subculture on radio in Australia at that time. It was sort of mainstream or nothing. And now sort of 10 years on from that, you can look back and be like, you can actually take a lot of those concepts and ideas and stylistic elements and use it in an underground Australian kind of way. And it works. It's kind of really great in that.
Well, you mentioned the tongue-in-cheek stuff, and I've always found that really quite fascinating, that there's a big mix between what I think of as a very kind of boasting nature of a lot of American hip hop and a lot of that sort of sound. And Australian stuff has often tended to be a bit self-deprecating, a bit funny.
I think there is American hip hop that does that too. And of course, there's Australian hip hop that is braggadocio. But I think
I love it.
In general, there's just a difference in personalities, in cultures. And that just reflects in more than just music, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that people tend to really love about hip hop is that it's all about authenticity. It's talking about, you know, you talk about where you're from, things you've done, and obviously you talk yourself up. That's half of it. You know, you make up little stories and anecdotes that probably didn't happen, in the same way a comedian might be like, hey, the other day I was on the bus, and you're like, no, you weren't. But at the end of the day, it's about telling stories that express your personality and being honest to yourself in that regard. So I think maybe that's why Australians gravitate towards self-deprecating lyrics.
Well, I kind of liked Usually I'm Cool because it's kind of really about trying to play it cool when you're not doing a very good job of it, isn't it?
Yeah, anyone who knows Sally and I, we're not cool people. I mean, people might think we are for a second, but then they meet us and they're like, oh, actually, you make me feel comfortable because you're really lame. So there's no shame here. We don't mind.
No shame at all. Mm. All right. Now, you're backing it up with a big, big tour. You guys are famed for being pretty high energy when it comes to live performances. You got a training regime? We were chatting to an Olympian at the start of the show. She's already getting back into training now. Is it that much commitment from you guys?
Look, Nick, we train all year. Yeah, we pull a Beyonce. She was renowned to have done all of her training on a treadmill for the show.
What?
Yep, so we've been taking a leaf out of that, and we've actually been doing 100-meter sprints for each song.
Very good, very good.
Yep. Beat tests all around.
People can look forward to gold medal performances.
Absolutely. And sprinting throughout the venue.
Absolutely. Just running around. Where's the tour taking you guys?
Lots of places. The main headline ones are sort of our favourite cities. So Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide. And we're also doing some fun sort of things out in Western Sydney, Liverpool, because you're the powerhouse there. Up in Brisbane this week as well. So I think I've just gone through everything in a strange kind of order, but Sydney's the big one, obviously,
the big
for us.
One. Do the other capital cities have kind of different sort of fan bases? I mean, do you get a different kind of tone out there?
It's always different in each city. Yeah, you notice a difference in energy and response from each crowd. You know, not in a bad way at all, not favouring any city, but it really is interesting to see how people respond to live music in different cities.
Yeah, I think it's also, we're born in Canberra, so when we go to Canberra, we get a big hometown vibe and kind of get like lots of like screaming and fangirling in the crowd, which is normally just our moms. But Sydney, on the other hand, we've got a lot of our mates that, you know, we've been here for a few years now. And so you kind of have a lot of your current friends and family. It's a very warm, friendly, fun feeling, and a lot of our newest fans are people in Sydney because we're sort of the most proactive here at the moment, I guess.
You guys are pretty proactive here. It's pretty high profile and it's great to see. What's going to happen after the tour?
Well, I guess we're going to keep working on music.
Yeah.
We've got a few things to be released in the coming months, but we're always so keen to get back to writing and making new stuff and growing as artists.
Yeah, we've got our EP, which this single is off, which is due to drop really soon, sort of end of September, start of October.
All right.
So potentially even while we're still on like our last day or so of the tour, we'll see how much stamina we have for a release.
Well, that'd be good. Some good timing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, always keen to keep working on new music and keep that momentum.
Well, we're certainly keen to keep hearing it. Thanks for joining me, guys.
No, thank you, Nick, for having us.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm going to leave us with Usually I'm Cool from you guys.
That's right.
Cool. And come down and catch us this Friday. We're playing at Plan B Small Club. Doors are at 8. We have to wrap up by 10:30 p.m. So it's going to be a great high energy all round.
Two and a half hours before you have to say thanks, Mike Baird.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.